It's good to see you all again. Brilliant. That's great. Anyone else? Anyone else from the expensive seats up there? No. No, that's grand. Well, now, the first week we were together, can you remember what we were speaking about?
A torch.
No, that wasn't the first week.
The poppy.
The poppy, that's right. Three colours, weren't there? Black, red, and green. No. And last week was what? The torch, well done, hi. Yeah, the torch. We're thinking about God's word being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Now then, what's in the bag today? If you can guess what's in here, you'll be really, really brilliant. Because there's just not one thing in here, but there are a few things in here. Hello. Anyone else is welcome. Let's have a look. Yeah. See what you think. Have a good feel around. Come on, you two.
Sweets.
Sweets. What a wonderful guess. Well, the thing that I'm thinking about is something that's very, very sweet. What's very, very sweet other than sweets?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, that's very sweety, yeah. No one thinks about that. Have a go at that. I can see your brain ticking over. Let me have a look. Let me give you a clue as to what's in there. You listening? It's in Psalm, I love the Psalms, 19. And this is what it says. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. What do you think? That's right, brilliant. It is honey. So let's go. It's honey. And God says that his word is just like honey. Now, to be honest with you, I don't like honey. It's too sweet for me. And you know, when I'm not feeling too well, do you know what my wife does? She gives me a mug of hot orange, and she puts a spoonful of honey in it. And she thinks that I don't know that there's honey in there. And I say to her, dear, because she's very dear. I said to her, you've put honey in there, won't you? Haven't you? And she smiles at me and nods. And then she says to me some very lovely words. Get it down, ye. Oh, my, I have a tough life. Honey. Now, God says, though I don't like honey, but I take it, that God says that his word is honey because it's precious, it's nourishing, and it does you good. And God's word, the Bible, that we've just been reading from, is really precious. It is very nourishing to our spiritual life, which is inside if we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And it does us good. In fact, did you notice that? It says here, I'll read it again because I've got to remind myself, by them is your servant warned. So God's word is like a red light. All kinds of things it warns us about our sin, about going the wrong path, about not having friends that are helpful, many, many more things. And so God's word says that it warns us. In fact, it warns us about that awful place that I don't like speaking about if it's in the Bible. It warns us about hell as well. Why we need to trust Jesus, because he died that we might not go there but might go to heaven. So by them is your servant warned, and listen to this, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. There is great reward. And so when we say, God, I thank you that you're living in my life because you died for me on the cross, and I thank you for your word, which warns me of all things that are wrong. And I thank you, Lord, that that honey, the honey of your word, keeps me strong. Now, I said that my wife told me to get it down me. But, you know, I find, though, don't tell her this, will you? I find that after I've had some honey, after 2 or 3 days, I'm much better. But don't tell her, will you? Because she'll put 2 spoonfuls in the next time. So God's word is not just a lamp to show us where we stand and where we go, but God's word is like honey that is precious, nourishing, and does us good. But one more thing. In this bag, there are some frogs. Who's going to be the first to get a frog? Any volunteers? Oh. All you got to do is to put your hand in the bag, get a frog. Very nervously. Don't look now, just get a frog. Ah, that's what it is. Come on, I brought you a frog each. Here we go. And when you're eating that Dairy Milk frog, lovely. In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. I bought a dozen. Maya really lashed out this week. Extended the mortgage, so we'll get you 2 each. But don't eat them straight away. And I've got to give them to you because, you see, if I take them home, my wife will tell me, she's wonderful to me, you shouldn't be eating chocolate frogs. So remember the sweetness of the chocolate, but remember especially God's word. It's just like honey. Thanks for coming.